Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Monday of the 22nd week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we turn our attention to Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 57. This week we come to the final two lines of the Apostles' Creed, where we confess, "I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting." Having looked to who God is as our Father, the creator and sustainer of all things in heaven and on earth, and to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sent to earth as a man to redeem us from sin and death through his own death and resurrection, and to the Holy Spirit, who works all these things out in us as our helper and comforter, and to the Church as a whole, the body of Christ found in the communion of saints throughout the ages, we now turn to the grand finale, as it were, where we find the culmination of all the promises of God worked out in our final salvation as we are brought home to be with him in glory. Though we have spoken of these things in our study of Heidelberg Catechism, question and answers 45, 49, and 52, they certainly bear repeating, for this is the glorious hope that awaits all who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. In the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, as Paul notes in Philippians chapter 2, it is good for us to turn our attention to what lies before us. As Paul says in the next chapter of Philippians, that we might with him press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, and ultimately attain that final resurrection. And so, looking to Heidelberg Catechism question 57, we ask, what comfort do you receive from the resurrection of the body? And we answer, that not only my soul after this life shall be immediately taken up to Christ its head, but also that this my body, raised by the power of Christ, shall be reunited with my soul and made like the glorious body of Christ. All those who have looked to Christ in faith and trusted in the promises of his gospel, can know without a doubt this is our eventual, inevitable end. Whether we die in this life and our bodies go to the grave, or we see the return of Jesus in our lifetime, either way, we recognize that we will be immediately taken up to Christ, our head. As Jesus promised the criminal dying on the cross beside him in Luke 23, verse 43, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. As we understand from the scriptures, upon the point of death, the souls of human beings depart the body and fly to their eternal home, whether that be paradise or torment, as Jesus taught in parable in Luke chapter 16, where the rich man died and entered Hades, and Lazarus the beggar died and went to be with Abraham and the angels. Upon death, we immediately enter the afterlife, even as our bodies are buried in the grave. And for those who die in Christ, we know in that hour we will be with him in paradise. This promise is for all who, like the thief on the cross, look to Jesus in full faith. For he is our Savior and Redeemer. He is the resurrection and the life, as he told Martha, who was mourning the death of her brother Lazarus, not the beggar of the parable, but the friend of Jesus. And there, in John 11, verses 23 through 26, we find Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" This is the question before us each day of this life. Do you believe this? And as we answer with Martha, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God," as we answer in this fashion, we can know all the comfort and hope found in the promise of the resurrection of the body, to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.